time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Welcome you back once again to the Volney, or excuse me, that was the football field. This is Grover. Grover C. Redford. That's the gymnasium here on the campus of Missouri Valley College here in Marshall, Missouri. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's back there producing and engineering and just like putting up with me all night, and it's not an easy job. Joseph, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Tom Kelton here, courtside, is the men's team getting ready to square off here this evening. Again, a nice, nice win for the Benedictine Lady Ravens in game one. Here in the guys' game, Missouri Valley hosting Benedictine, and Missouri Valley, let's just say it out right, they are really, really good in the first year head coach here. And so they've got Jim Boone on the staff. They brought in the offseason, and he's got this season going in a big way. Valley comes into the ball game tonight with a 5-3 record overall. They are 2-1 in the conference, and of course, PC head coach Ryan Moody, he's got the Ravens at 4-3, and they are also 2-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So, PA guy, he's getting set to introduce starters, and we'll be getting those as soon as we get them. We'll share them with you. Let's see who. They have not shared them with us prior to things here tonight. So, for the Ravens, I'm looking out there, and we're all going to know these guys. There are no secrets about the Benedictine starters. Coach Moody's going to have out there Preston Reynolds, a 6'4" grad guy out of Leawood, Kansas. Deguin Sullivan, sophomore, 6'1" from South Bend, Indiana, out of Knoxville, Virginia. It'll be Jack Vanderudy, a 6'4" junior. Bryson LaRue, the senior from Lee Summit. He's 6'2". And at the post for BC, Vince Duca out of Budapest, Hungary. Vince is a senior at 6'8". So for Missouri Valley, let's see who we got rolling out here. We are going to have, I'm one guy short here. All right, looks like we're going to have Keanu Patrick, a 6-foot, is that right? Let me look out there and make sure. I don't think he's that tall. 6'8" junior from Biloxi. Wow, big guy. Demario Moss, a 6'4" freshman from Lexington, Missouri. At Newman, Georgia, it'll be Antoine Farrell, a senior at 6'. Devin Davenport, he's a Milwaukee, Wisconsin native, junior at 6'2", and at 6'7". From Fontana, California, it'll be the junior, Ryan Lewis. And, yeah, It is Keanu Patrick, and yeah, you know, I'm looking at him. He's standing next to Ben Say. Yeah, he's 6'8", all right. So here we go, Benedict into the traveling black uniforms, black jerseys, black pants, but red and white lettering, a trim for Valley. It is the white on white with orange lettering and trim. Here we go. Me, you, and the 32 paid attendees here tonight. As the guys tip it away, it'll be controlled down by Benedict into the Ravens are going to have it. We are underway in the guys' game. Great to have you with us here on Care Radio this evening. Declan Sullivan will jump it over to the left side. Gets it there to Bryson. The kick to the outside. Big man for three. Boom! From the perimeter. How about that shot? Vince Duca for three. Braves are going to break out on top. 3-0 just right out of the gate. Here comes the Valley offense for the first time tonight. Going to have Antoine Farrell. He'll have it on the wing. Going to be picked up by Preston. And now the Ravens are going to switch off a little bit. Shot clock at 5, at 4, at 3. Falling away. The 14-footer at the buzzer misses. Rebound, Preston. I'm surprised to see Valley run that much time down. They took this thing all the way to the wire. There's Reynolds. Look away pass. Deglin Sullivan knocks down a 3. Ravens go up 6-0. Back-to-back threes on the first two possessions of the game. And BC's up 6-0. And we're 18-40. Here's a 3 on the other end. Missing and a rebound. BC. Preston coming up with a basketball. Reynolds will take it into the forecourt. Get passed out on top. Look away to Bense. Back over to the left. Bryson looks to the middle. Nothing there. He's going to bring it back out on top. Back to Bryson. Bryson 3. That one rims out. That was almost there. And a rebound, Deglin up in. Deglin Sullivan, 2 more. He's got 5, and the Ravens have exploded to an 8-0 lead with 18-18 to go in the opening half. Valley basketball between the circles. Devin Davenport. Davenport, recognizable with the headband out there. Here's a long 3, left elbow, too strong, rebound is on the floor. Nobody for Valley hustled after that rebound, but Jack Vanderbooty did, and the Ravens are going to come up with it and bring it up the court. BC's thinking about 3, instead go from 15, and 2 more for Benedictine. These 2 will belong to Bryson LaRue. Ravens now up 10-0, out the gate, 17.5 to go, first half. Valley has yet to put anything on the board. We're going to have a first substitution of the game, and here's a little crossover, reverse layup. It's going to be up and in, and Missouri Valley has cut the Raven lead to 8 on the little crossover by DeMario Moss. 3 minutes gone. Ravens up 8. And a whistle and a foul illegal screen set by Preston Reynolds. So Preston picking up his first personal foul of the game. We're going to get a substitution. Maybe a couple come into the game for Valley. And now the officials are stopping play. And they're going to come back over to the score table. I don't know if we're getting the clock squared up here. The shot clock was at 20. Is at 20. Coach Moody's on his feet saying, hey, got to get that thing ironed out. I'm sure 20 is not what he wants. 17:04, they've got that game clock set. All right, let's see who's coming for Missouri Valley. You got a couple of guys. You got Shalva Menuarja. Menuarja. M-E-N-M-E-U-N-A-R-G-I-A, the freshman from Tbilisi, Georgia. And you've got Kale Simpson, a 6'9 junior from the Gold Coast of Australia. And Kale turns it over. Here comes Deglin. Benedictine back on offense. Ravens in front at 10-2. 16:35 to play in the opening half. Benedictine with his starting 5 still out there. Ball is going to be knocked away from Bryson LaRue and reaching around behind him. But in the process, picking up a foul, it's going to be Darren Thompson. Thompson is 6'2 sophomore from Huntsville. Raymond's looking to bring it in. 20 on the shot clock. Falling away. Baseline shot. Jack found it pretty good. 12-2 Benedictine at the 16-20 mark of the quickly moving opening half. Raven's offense has come out and they're firing. The drive right, nothing doing. Good defense by Creston. Cross-court pass, the tip to the top, the step in the lane. Looks like too many steps, but apparently no. One of those must have been a Euro step. So stop back on the outside with it. Antoine Farrell. Now here's a three. Air ball short. And again, Valley using time, running the clock, running the offense, not getting a shot away. And you can see with his arms crossed, head coach Boone could be like he's not real happy with how things are beginning. Benedictine is going to make its initial substitution of the evening. As into the lineup, you're going to get the 6'8 sophomore from Olathe. It'll be Drew Purdy coming in for Bense. 12-2, Ravens out front. For the second time, Benedictine leading by 10. Spinning into the lane, Sullivan, shot rejected. Going to be knocked away, out of bounds. With that block, it's going to be Antoine Farrell. BC will have it into their baseline. It comes in, and the shot's going to be taken and then missed and rebounded by the Ravens, and a three for Drew. Off the rim two times, no good. Fowling's going to rebound it down to Mario. Coming up with a basketball, he'll bring it into the forecourt with the left hand, dribble down the left side. Back out on top, it's going to go. Menagia. Back to the left. Shoots. Air ball caught on the fly. Deglin. Back over, it'll come. And Vanderbilt crosses over, puts it up and in. 14-2 Benedictine. For Jack, it'll be his fourth point. Ravens have taken an early double-digit lead. It is their largest lead of the game now, up 12. Here's a feed to the big man. It's going to be knocked away from behind him. It's going to be saved by Drew Purdy. Here comes BC. Ravens up a dozen and in control of the basketball. We're waiting for our first media break. Drew Purdy down the right side, swings it over to Preston, back out on top of the road to Jack. Deglin right side, twists into the lane. One hand push pass out on top, left side. Drew goes three, off the back lip of the rim, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Valley. Thompson coming up with a basketball, and again, Valley is very slowly and methodically going to want this thing up the floor. There is no transition in this team that we have seen yet tonight. Over to the right side, DeMario. Ross will seesaw dribble. Feet to the free throw line. Simpson is there. Kale goes back. Moss goes in. Feeds to Kale. All alone. Shot blocked. Raven foul. So Benedictine getting in front of Kale Simpson. And we'll probably have his free throws when we return. But right now, getting the media break at the 14:07 mark of the opening half. Warren Marshall, Missouri. Men's College Basketball. Benedictine 14, Missouri Valley 2.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
To have you with us on a Tuesday night here at the Grover C. Redford Gymnasium. The Benedictine Ravens, the ladies winning in game one tonight. The BC guys with a big lead very early. Remember, very early, this Valley team is well coached. Jennifer, your head coach Boone. And so when they get things figured out, and obviously they have figured it out to some extent because they come into the game at 5-3 and 2-1 in the conference. Coming to the free throw line, Kale Simpson. It's C-A-E-L, Kale Simpson from Australia. 6'9". Big young man. little knee bend, flips it up, throws it in. Simpson will have his first point of the game, and he will have his team's third point tonight. And this one's very short. Ravens are going to rebound it down. 14-3, Benedictine. Sullivan is out there. Purdy now in the game for BC. Aiden Sullivan has come in. Aiden, a new addition to the team, a 6'8" junior from Lenexa, Kansas. And Benedictine's going to turn it over. Back up, Valley. Also into the game for head coach Ryan Moody and his associate head coach John Pierre. We are going to get Larry Parker III, a 6'5" junior out of Kansas City, Missouri. Valley with the basketball, trailing a dozen. I thought they hit one of those free throws, but they must have waved something off there. Here's a feed right side. The look, the shot from the baseline, way too strong. And Ravens are going to rebound it down. Valley is just absolutely unable to get anything to work for them right now. They are 1 of 6 shooting the ball, now 1 of 7. They're 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Now they got that third point up finally on the scoreboard. Benedictine starting off pretty good, 6 of 10 and 2 of 5 from three. Running shot, layup from their left side, good. Daglin Sullivan gets a couple of more. Sullivan has 7. It's now 16-3. Benedictine a 13-point advantage, their largest lead of the game. We're at 12:50 to go. The ball nearly thrown away. Saved deftly in the corner. That was some excellent hustle over there by DeMario Ross. Here's the lob. They wanted to get it into the big man, but Simpson couldn't reach that pass. Kale is big and long and tall, but not real fast. Here's a running three up and missing, and the rebound's going to be tipped out. Declan's going to save it. Benedictine is going to reset the offense. Coach Moody's on his feet. He's also sending Jared Lee to the scorer's table. He'll be checking in pretty shortly. BC with the ball. Shot clock at a dozen. Here's Sullivan. Back out on top. Drew, the long three. Off the mark. Rebound. Tip some more. It's going to be saved by Sullivan. Aiden from three. Larry. Yes! It hits the rim. Bounces straight up. About shot clock high and falls down through. LP3. 19-3 Benedictine. 11:56 to play in the half. Larry getting his first point. Valley works the outside. I will say this. So far, they have stuck to the game plan. And here's the pass down low. And as he reaches out, Cale Simpson is not able to get a handle on the ball. It glances off his fingertips and out of bounds. And Benedictine is going to have it back in. We're going to get a timeout finally taken by Valley. I'm going to say probably going to be a good one here for Coach Boone. His team maybe needs this one. We'll take a break. 11:41 to go in the first half of the men's game. It is all Ravens early. Benedictine 19, Missouri Valley 3.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Coming out of the timeout, we welcome you back to Marshall, Missouri. Men's college basketball, Heart of America Athletic Conference in the NAIA. Benedictine on the road, and they have exploded for an early lead over the homestanding Missouri Valley Vikings. Welcome back, everyone. Ravens have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Jared Lee handles it on top, feeds in the middle. Jack Vanderwood has the ball snapped out of his hands, knocked away. Valley's got to come up with the turnover. For the Ravens, Jared Lee, Jack Vanderwood, Larry Parker III, Aiden Sullivan, and Drew Purdy. For Valley, it'll be Darren Thompson and Antoine Farrell. You've got Shalva out there. Devin Davenport's out there. Cale Simpson is out there. Running shot, left side, misses! And a rebound is going to go out of bounds, and it'll be touched last by Simpson. Benedictine back in play. Now, Coach Moody's walking out, having a word with Jared Lee. Jared's going to take that inbound pass. I'm sure he's coaching him as how he wants what he wants to see happen. Jared running the ball club from the point. 10:48 to play, first half. Drew Purdy comes out on top. Van der Rudy comes right side. Larry. Parker Pete. Jack shoots. Nope. Short. Rebound. Aiden Sullivan. Parker into the lane. Shoots. Scores. But traveled with the basketball. Kind of lost his footing a little bit there. Kind of stumbled his way in to the lane. So, no bucket for Benedictin. They still lead by 16. 10:20 to play in the first half. Farrell has it left side. Dumps it over to the right. Goes there to Davenport. Jumper no. Rebound Raven. Right now, Valley just cannot get anything to go in. Now, Larry will drive all the way into the rack. Shoots it high off the top of the box, but it won't go down. Rebound Valley. And now the Ravens are going to steal it back. Here comes LP. He'll drive. Lean, shoot, got pushed from behind and didn't get it to fall, so he'll come to the line for two shots. He was going in for the layup. The defender coming up behind him, giving him a little bump from behind. The shot ultimately hits the bottom of the backboard because he got accelerated beyond where he thought he was going to get the shot off. And we're going to get a media break. We'll be back with free throws. 9:53 to play in the half. All Ravens right now. Benedictine 19, Valley 3.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Today's Hit Country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's Hit Country, Hot Country, 93.7.
We got 9:53 to go in the first half of men's college basketball. Benedictine is exposed to this big lead. They are up 19-3 now. 19 is a pretty big number. That's got you on pace for, you know, nearly 76 points. For Valley, 3 points in the first quarter of the game. That's got you on a pace for 12. That is just unheard of. And let's look at the numbers that kind of support that. Benedictine is 8-16 shooting the ball. He hit half your shots, pretty good day. 3 of 9 from outside. Maybe like a little bit more than that, but a third. Ravens have had no free throws. From Missouri Valley, they have hit 1 of 9 shots. That's 11%. They are 0-4 from 3. You can do the math. And they're 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Also, pretty easy numbers. And along with that, Valley's turned it over 5 times to Benedictine's 2. Larry Parker's first free throw fails. And Larry looking to find the range a little bit here. So Valley's turned it over 5 times to Benedictine's 2. The Ravens about rebounded the Vikings 14-3. Parker misses both free throws. So he's having trouble finding the range a little bit here tonight. And Valley's going to come up court with the basketball, looking to try to figure something out. It is 19-3 Benedictine. Vikings around to the right side. Shalva with the basketball. Back out on top to Darren Thompson. He'll pull up jumper. No! Rebound. Offensive board, saved on top, another 3, no, but the follow is going to be put back in by Keanu Patrick. The 6'8 junior from Biloxi gets the Vikings on the board. Thank you, miss. 19-5, 9:09 to play. Ravens, little turnaround shot, right side, Preston Reynolds for 2. So for Preston, it'll be his first points of the game, 21-5. Vikings start right, drive left, stop before the free throw line. Push it back out on top to Antoine Farrell. Antoine looking for the big guy in the middle. Doesn't get him. Goes to the outside. There's your shot from the outside. Darren Thompson finally hits one. 21-8. Darren Thompson, a good shooter, and see again for this Valley team. As they come into the game at 5-3, I mean, 2-1 of the conference, the two could be virtually scoreless all night long. So, you know, they're finally going to get something cooking a little bit. Here's Larry for three. Air ball. That was about 2 feet wide to the left. He was down to the baseline on the right side. Shot that thing, and it was not only too long, but it was way outside the rim, and Parker's going to come off the floor. He's having a little rough start this evening. It will be Ravens ball. The feet underneath, and it's up and in. That would be assist, and a more difficult shot than it ought to have been for Benedictine, but Declan Sullivan now has 9. 23-8 Ravens. 8:04 to go in the first half. Brian Lewis for Valley. They twist and turn, feed to the big man in the lane who will rotate, put it up and in. And that is Ryan Lewis getting the bucket. And Valley has gotten the double-figure scoring with 7:45 to play in the first half. Ryan Lewis again is 6'7 junior from Fontana, California. The pass into the lane, the kick back on top. Ben safe for three, rims out no good. Long rebound, going to be saved by Vanderwoody. Crosses over behind the head, layup won't go in, but he gets a little push from behind by Keanu Patrick. So Keanu is going to pick up a foul, his first. It'll only be team foul, three. Team foul three. One on Thompson, one on Farrell, and now one on Patrick. Good shooter for the Ravens coming to the line. And this one, not going to go in. You just know to not say things like that. Ravens at the free throw line, struggling. They are 0 for 4 and 1 for 5 at the free throw line. 24-10 Benedictine. Ravens up 14. They have led by as many as 16. 7:20 to go in the half. A little seesaw maneuver, a little fall away shot. It's going to be up. It's going to be good. And the Ravens, who thought there was no foul, Coach Moody's like, he wasn't even close. And they're going to get the second foul of the game called against Preston Reynolds. So Preston picking up foul number 2. And here is an opportunity for Valley to come up with a 3-point play the old-fashioned way. It's up, and it's going to be good. So give Devin Davenport a conventional 3, 24-13. BC. 7:11 to go. Pass comes up top side. Preston for 3. Off the window! Count it for Preston Reynolds. Kind of goes all the way around, but counts just as well. He has 5. 27-13 at Benedictine. Now the feed underneath it. Valley has found it. What they like to do, what is obvious that they want to do, and are obviously also going to be good at. Keanu Patrick in the middle for about a 2-foot lay-in. They've got so many big, big guys. Now, the Ravens throw a backdoor pass, and it's a little bit cute, but out of reach for Bryson LaRue. So for the Ravens, Preston Reynolds with those 2 fouls will exit the game. And Drew Purdy's going to come in. So the Ravens are going to have 2 big men on the floor simultaneously. Here's Valley, a 12-footer, knocking it down. Devin Davenport with 5. 27-17. Here's Purdy for 3. Wow, he's good. Big guy can shoot the ball. 30-17. Inside 6, 5:55 to go in the first half. Cutting in, going across, little crossover layup. Now, Valley has not been running the offense they were running earlier in the game, where they've been taking a lot of time and flirting with shot clock violations. This time they're coming down, they're attacking the bucket, they're crossing over, little reverse layup play, and they have really changed styles here as this game has gone on. And we're going to take a timeout. Ravens taking a break, so shall we. Time out of the corner at 5:45 to go in the first half. Benedictine 30, Missouri Valley 19.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
So Ravens putting the ball in play, taking down the court, but a little quick jump shot. Going to be up and off the mark by Jack Vanderwoody. And Valley back up court. They can make it a single-digit deficit this trip up. A little bit of a head fake here from DeMario Moss, but doesn't get a chance to take a shot. Raven defense playing really well. There's Darren Thompson. One-hand push pass. Again, they try to go into the lane to the big guy. Here's a behind-the-back pass. Layup is going to be missed. Offensive rebound, hook shot miss, tip up miss, offensive rebound, and Valley just dominating in the middle right now with those really big guys. Shot clock got reset, is back down to 15, down the left side, falling away, this shot miss, tipped up miss, rebound finally, Declan Sullivan. Valley misses six shots on that possession. Declan goes left side, Jack goes three, no, tipped up, no, rebound, rescued by Valley. They're going to save it back in play and come racing the other way with 4.5 to go in a half. From the right side, wanting the three, DeMario Ross, but Moss can't get it away. Goes back to Davenport. 4:20 left. Driving in, dropping a shoulder, finger roll, misses. Davenport doesn't get it to fall. Here comes Benedictine. All the way down, Bryson. In, up, good for two. LaRue gets a pair. 32-19 Ravens, 4:03 left in the half. We are owed a timeout. We'll see if we get that at some point. Valley back around the right side, backing in, falling away, shoots, misses, rebound, Declan Sullivan. Here comes BC, transition, Declan, finger roll, and the teardrop over the front lip of the rim. The most beautiful shot in basketball, knocked down by Declan Sullivan. It's 34-19. Ravens up, 3:34 to go in the half. Here's a three on the other end, and that was just a long-range run down the floor, pull-up, cut loose with a long shot, and nobody stepped in front of the shooter. It's 34-22. Boy, 3:15 to go in the half. Right side to Bryson. In, shot rejected. Knocked out of bounds by Davenport. And with that, we'll get us our under five break. It is all the way down to 3:09. 3:09 to go in the half. It's Benedictine 34, Missouri Valley 22.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Only 3 minutes and 9 seconds left here in this opening half. The Ravens jumped out to a big lead early, got in front 10 to nothing, and have been able to hold on to a lead something like that. They've been able to push it to as many as 16, up right now by 12 at 34 to 22. Welcome back, everybody. Again, just over 3 minutes to go in the first half. Ravens are going to come out of the court. They got Diglin Sutherland out there. Aiden Sutherland is out there. Got you Drew Purdy. And it's, all right, see Bryson LaRue. And in the game for the first time, that's Harrison. Yeah, it's Harrison Kissling, the 6'3 sophomore from Olathe. All right, now the official coming over to the scores table is getting some things ironed out with the scoreboard. And now we're going to have a substitution coming in for Valley. All right, here we go. I guess we're just kind of standing around. Everybody's kind of looking at each other. And now they hand the ball to Deglin. He'll bring it in. Bryson will put it up and won't get it to fall. Rebound tipped down. It's on the floor. The hustle for it. Players all over the place. Rolling around. And finally, I don't think anybody ever did control it. The officials were, I think, wisely concerned about somebody being injured in the mayhem down there. And so they call it jump ball. Now they're going to stop the game for a little bit. It was just going along too fast and too smoothly not to have all these stoppages. They're getting a beach towel from over on the side, promoting a sports drink, and they're going to cowl down the floor a little bit where those four guys were down there rolling around. Precisely 3 minutes remain in the first half. Vikings are going to have the basketball in play from deep in the backcourt. They are down a dozen. And up comes Missouri Valley. And with it is Darren Thompson. To the top for a three. No, and it doesn't matter. We had a off-the-ball foul committed by Cale Simpson. Oh, Cale struggled a little bit tonight. He will have 1 point and one foul. And he's been out there for kind of quite a bit. And he's such a big guy. I mean, to get this figured out, he's going to be a force at 6'9". 2 minutes and 40 to go in the half. Deglin Sullivan, topside, plays off the screen by Aiden, goes in, up, nice. The wide sweeping shot with the left hand, and by reaching out, the defender can't get to it. By kicking it high up the window, it increases the angle, and it falls down through. 36-22. Ravens with 2:20 left. First half. Back out on top's going to be Davenport. Devin has 5 so far. He backs in. No room. Puts it off on top. The falling away 3. Nope. Ravens put the board. When Coach Boone sees the halftime stats, he's just going to be sick with the fact his team has just shot really poorly. And credit the Raven defense. They've forced some bad shots, forced some difficult shots, and they are very responsible for those shooting numbers. Shot clock at 9. Here's Sullivan for 3. Oh, yes! How about Deglin? Yow! 39-22. This is the largest lead of the game so far. Up 17. 1:28 left. First half. Deglin Sullivan. Valley with it back out topside. Raven. It looks like they're packing it in, but that's because there's so many big guys down inside there. Now Cale loses it. Ravens are going to bat it away. Here comes Harrison. Kissling plays off the screen. In, up, gets the bucket. What a great job by Aiden Sullivan. He saw his teammate coming down the floor. He just stopped off the left elbow, kind of posted up down on the side, and allowed his teammate to race by him, use him as a screen, and make the easy layup. So the bucket for Harrison Kissling, his first point of the game. Ravens go up 41-22, and you and I are the only people around who know that because the scoreboards have all gone off. Shot clocks on the backboard, the big four-sided scoreboard. Somebody kicked the plug in. All right, now they're crawling underneath the table. I think they got it lit up, and it looks 41-22. Okay, I concur with the score, and I suspect that the time looks about right. 59.3 seconds to go in the half. That looks pretty close. We're going to go with that. Valley will bring it in. For Valley, really, they need a bucket here before halftime. Here's Kale with it up top side. Little skip pass over to the right. No room in the middle. Raven defense has just been fantastic. Here's a nice finger roll. The driving and shot is going to be up as good as 41-24. That bucket by Devin Davenport. He's got seven. Ravens are going to widen the floor out a little bit. Half a minute to go in the half. 23 on the shot clock. So they will get a shot away. Valley should, you would think, theoretically, have an opportunity to score here. Here's a turnaround in the lane. It won't go down for Aiden. So Sullivan still looks for his first point. Shot clock is off now. 14, 13, 12 seconds left. And they're just going to hold it up on top. Davenport has it on his hip. And now he's going to drop back. Oh, feed in the middle. It's going to be knocked away from Kale. The Ravens with some time. Down the floor with two. Bryson has it knocked out of his hand. Can't get the follow shot. And we have come to halftime. We'll be back. Summarize the opening half for you here from the Redford Gym in Marshall, Missouri. Teams are heading off the floor for a halftime. Benedictine 41. Missouri Valley 24.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness and seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
After all this time, I didn't know that I would have many firsts, but I think, and you can hear in the background, halftime music for the dance group, Frank Sinatra. Frank did it his way. I approve of that. I also approve of how Benedictine's game is going along here tonight as the Ravens explode for a 10-0 lead at the onset of the ball game, and they continue to play well. Here's a half leading at 41-24. They led by as many as 19 just before halftime. Let's recap some of the scoring in this thing. What do you say? Well, scroll this up. And first of all, for Missouri Valley, we have 2, 4, 6, 7. Ah, thank you. Seven individuals in the scoring column for the Vikings, led by Devin Davenport with 7, 4 apiece for Keanu Patrick and DeMario Moss. You got Darren Thompson and Antoine Farrell, each with 3. 2 for Ryan Lewis and Cale Simpson with a point. For Benedictine. Wow, what do we got? 2, 4, 6, 8 guys have scored so far tonight. And Declan Sullivan has been fantastic. 16 points down. It's not like he's shooting well. I mean, he's only 7 of 8 and 2 of 2 3-point shooting with 6 rebounds and 3 assists. But other than that, not too bad. Preston Reynolds, perfect. 2 of 2 and 1 of 1 from the outside. Jack Vanderwood is 2 of 5. Bryson LaRue has 4 points on 2 of 6 shooting. Larry Parker's got 3. Ben Say, he hit a 3-point shot. He's got 3. Drew Purdy has hit a 3-point shot. He's got 3. And Harrison Kissling hit that one shot he took on that little breakaway. And he's got 2 points on halftime. Fouls for Valley. Nothing. I mean, 4 total, 1 each on 4 guys. For Benedictine, 3 guys commit a foul. Preston Reynolds gets whistled twice, and then 1 on Jack and 1 on Aiden. So no team in any kind of foul trouble. Looking at some of the scoring numbers in the first half, let's get that where I can spot them here. Missouri Valley, not shooting red hot, but not shooting terribly. 10 of 26, about 39%, 2 of 9 from outside, and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. But for Benedictine, the numbers have been just fantastic. 53.1% shooting the ball, 17 to 32. Hit 40% from outside, and Valley's turned it over 7 times to the Ravens, 3. Benedictine has out-rebounded the Vikings 21 to 12. 13 of those defensive rebounds. Ravens have got a dozen assists. You know, coach is going to be grinning when he sees that. And the Ravens also with 6 steals. Valley has been credited with only 1 steal so far today. Well, we've got the baton twirlers out of the floor now entertaining the fans this evening. And as that goes on, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back. Looking forward to bringing you the second half of tonight's men's game live here on Kent Radio. Lady Ravens winning in the opener. The BC guys looking for a Ravens sweep tonight. Halftime score here in Marshall, Missouri. Benedictine 41, Missouri Valley 24. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got a Thanksgiving season halftime.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're proud to bring you Benedictine Ravens basketball. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a few minutes, taking a look at the sports schedule for the M&E Signals Radio Communications Group. We've got K-State women's basketball as they'll be taking on Columbia starting Thursday morning off at 12 noon, as we've got that on 103.9 KNZA. Later that day at 2 p.m., we've got Kansas City Chiefs football as they're at the Dallas Cowboys. Kickoff is 3:25 in the afternoon. Tune in right around 2 p.m. for the pregame show on 92.1 FM and 101.3 FM KMZA and KLZA respectively. On KTNC, and that is 107.1 FM and 1230 AM, starting Friday morning at 9 a.m., we'll have Nebraska football at Iowa. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. We'll also have the Rockport Coaches Show around 5:30 in the evening on KTNC. That, again, is 107.1 FM and 1230 a.m. KOZA 96.9, we'll have high school football as we've got Rossville versus Sterling. That starts at 12:30 in the afternoon. And again, that's on KOZA 96.9. K-State football leads off Saturday morning's activities on KNZA. That would be 103.9 FM. That will be at 9 a.m. immediately following the Lawn and Garden shows with Carl Jarbo. Then Jake and Boz will have a tailgate show starting at 10 a.m. on 92.1 KMZA for the high school football game Nemaha Central versus Southeast Saline, which will be starting at about 11:15 that afternoon with the pregame. Then 93.7 right here at Hot Country KAIR. We've got Benedictine football as Campbellsville, Kentucky is coming to town. Tune in right around 11:45 or so for the pregame show. Kickoff is at high noon. 101.3 KLZA. We'll have high school football with Rockport taking on Concordia. with a 12:40 pregame show as well. I'll be back in just a moment.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look at the finals in women's basketball and the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have Central Methodist beating Culver Stockton by 1 point, 60-59. It was Grandview over Graceland, 81-69. In the William Woods Missouri Baptist game, Missouri Baptist came out on top, 61-51. Mid-America Nazarene beat Baker, 66-41 in the women's game. Mount Mercy had a 56-53 victory over William Penn. And it was Peru State over Park, 79-66. In the game that you heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Lady Ravens beating Missouri Valley, 66-61. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the men's scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Taking a look at the men's scores, we have a final in the Central Methodist Culver Stockton game. It was Central Methodist 89, Culver Stockton 64. At the start of the second, we've got William Penn leading Mount Mercy 58-45. Baker and Mid-American Nazarene are all knotted up at 51 with just a couple of moments into the second. Graceland and Grandview have also started the second quarter. Graceland is sitting at 48, Grandview 39. Park and Peru State have also begun play, 45-40 with Peru State on top. And we've got William Woods and Missouri Baptist at the start of the second with Missouri Baptist 33, William Woods 29. In this game, we've got the Benedictine men leading Missouri Valley 41-24.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 28 tonight. Under clear skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 43. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to about 23. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside the Care Country Studios here in downtown Atchison. We're sitting at 39 degrees. It feels like 29 out there with still strong winds out of the northwest at 21 miles per hour. We've got relatively high humidity, 52%. The dew point is 24 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.16 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside right after this.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
At the Grover C. Redford Gymnasium, we're in Marshall, Missouri. We're on the campus of Missouri Valley College. And we're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's men's college basketball game where the Benedictine Ravens lead 41-24 and are looking to follow the lead of the Lady Ravens and get a road win here tonight. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and doing halftime. And I don't know, he probably put the cat out and, you know, doing all the stuff that happens back in the hub that the Care Radio studios are. Joseph, thank you much, man, for all you're doing. Tom Couch with you here, courtside. Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play in midcourt from across the way to begin the second half. And with that said, hey, we're back underway. Benedictine in those traveling black uniforms, red and white lettering, a trim valley, and the home white with orange. BC is going to have its original starting five out there. And Ravens are going to work the perimeter. They'll drive in, try to feed across. Ball loose on the floor. It's going to be saved by Preston. Comes out on top to Jack, spins 360, backs into the lane, kicks it back off on top. They'll spin it over to the left. Bryson into the big guy, Bense, back to Bryson, shot clock at five. Here's Bryson in the corner. They're not going to get a shot. Ravens are not going to get a shot. They were absolutely, those last two passes were taken, unaware of the time on the floor, and not the way I think that Coach Moody had hoped that the second half might have begun. That said, they still lead by some 17. Here comes Valley. They'll bring it back up the floor. Work around to the left side with the basketball. It's going to be Devin Davenport. They'll feed to the middle. Go back to Davenport. He's been the guy leading him, but this shot won't go. Follow shot is going in. How about Keanu Patrick? Makes it 41-26. For the Vikings, second half pass. Out of the court, Darren Thompson, Keanu Patrick, Demario Moss, Antoine Fairley, and Devin Davenport. So we got a Darren, a Demario, and a Devin out there for the Vikings. Hard to keep them all straight. BC will feed over to the right side, back into the corner. Jack, baseline, no. Ravens have Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderrudy with Beglin, Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Vince Dukas. So the Ravens unsuccessful on the first couple of possessions. So the second half, Valley with a basketball now, trailing it only by 15. So go left, pull up, jump shot three. Yeah! And the Ravens having a slow start. Valley has come out of the blocks pretty hot. BC back up floor with it. We are 2 minutes into the second half. Sullivan goes all the way down the lane. Gets cut off defensively. He's got to bring it back out of top. Oh, beautiful back door and a nice assist. For Bryson LaRue, the bucket goes to Vanderrudy, 43-29. 17:50 left. Jared Thompson drives in, his pass in the middle, knocked free by Jack. Here comes BC on the outlet, in, up, off the window. Are we getting a charge? We are. They're going to call Bryson for the offensive player control foul. So for Bryson, it'll be personal foul number one to go with his 4 points so far tonight. And Benedictine goes back on defense. 17:34 to play in the game. That's a lot of time in a basketball game. Valley will feed inside. Shot misses. Rebound Ravens. Outlet left side. Down the floor is going to be Bryson. Comes out on top, Deglin. Kicks it back to Bryson. Has it stripped out of his hands. Able to pick it back up. Goes in, finger roll, missed it. Rebound, Valley. So LaRue coming up a little bit empty there. He's still only got 4 points in the game. Now Valley will drive in about three or four, five or six, seven steps later. They're going to call. Are they saying it's out of bounds? They're going to call it, give him the bucket. They're going to give him the bucket. Kind of stumbling and tumbling into and through the lane. The bucket for the Vikings is going to count. Took him a while to put it up on the board. I think that maybe the scorer's table was as unconvinced as I was. It'll belong to Devin Davenport. 43-31. That 19-point lead, not cut to 12. Vanderwoody around the left side. Cross court it goes. Knocked away. Saved by Bryson. Three for Jack. Way short. Rebound, Valley. So Benedictine has come out of the locker room not having things go as well as it did for them in the first half. I don't know exactly whatever to attribute things like that to. Are you really as focused, maybe, or sometimes things just don't go so well? Here's Benedictine coming out with a rebound off the missed shot by Valley. Deglin up court. When that happens, usually you go back to the things that work really good for you, and that was not one of them. That was Bryson launching a very quick three. No offense, just coming down, spotting up, and putting it on its way. It does not go in. Valley coming back the other way. 16 minutes to go in that game. Little elbow thrown, no whistle, the falling away shots, too strong. Rebound, Preston. Tell you what, Reynolds has done a great job on the boards today. Spinning in, Deglin puts a shot up. It does not go in, but he's able to draw a foul on Devin Davenport. Davenport picking up his first foul to go with his 9 points. And coming back into the game for the Vikings is going to be Cale Simpson. And you see Cale Simpson come into the game, and you think he would strike fear into everybody's heart. I mean, again, big guy, 6'9" and wide, and he hasn't had that kind of a first half. Free throw is going to be up and rattles around, but it's going to go in for Deglin. So far, Cale Simpson has not struck fear into the hearts of anyone here tonight. 15:48 to go in the second half. Ravens leading it now 44-31. Second free throw, missed. And again, the Ravens just struggling coming out of the locker room. Their lead is only 13. Here's a wide open 15-footer, missing. Preston Reynolds with another rebound. Larry Parker's in. Ravens work around, gets it over to Larry. Back out on top, Deglin. Preston, Jack, Larry, and Drew Purdy in the game. Those are your Raven five right now. Here's Drew. Misses a point-blank layup, but it's followed up and in somehow by Deglin Sullivan. Now, you just can't afford to miss shots like that when you're wide open and beside the lane, and add to that you're 6'8". Usually you're going to hit that layup. And now the Ravens stumble out of bounds, and it's going to be off the foot of Preston Reynolds, and it is going to be far enough into the game where we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a little T.O. right here in Marshall, Missouri, with 14:53 to go in this men's game, where it is Benedictine 46, Missouri Valley 31.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Tonight, the guys' game. Lady Ravens have already won in the first one here this evening. So congratulations, Coach Folsom and his crew, for a nice victory tonight. as we talk to Coach Folsom. His team is going to get a little bit of time off as they do not play again for just a bit. The Benedictine guys, on the other hand, will have a much more abbreviated holiday schedule. They will get tomorrow off. They're going to practice Thursday and come back and play over the weekend. So there's that. You know what? I think I'll just take a little peek here and see how some of the other men's games around the Heart of America Athletic Conference are going along as we're getting set to put this ball in play. We'll kind of keep tabs on this. It is going to be Valley basketball with their offensive end. They'll bring it in, left side, fall away, jump shot, nope, rebound, Drew. So Purdy will pull it down and sweep it away. And is today. I see. Hold on. Falling away. Purdy for three. How about that? All right. Valley coming up court with the basketball. And there's a shot from the middle. It's going to be a driving shot. It's going to be up and good. Darren Thompson. And the Ravens lead once again by 16. Here's Larry. He's way down at the baseline behind the rim. Kicks it out on top. Van der Woody's three. Hits the rim. Kicked away. No good. Okay. I get this cleaned up. And the shot in the middle. Up and good. So Valley answering the Benedictine scores each time up and down the floor. Central Methodist traveled over to Culver Stockton earlier today and came away with a huge win. I mean, big win, 89-64, 25-point win for the Eagles over Culver Stockton. William Penn and Mount Mercy, they're about 16 minutes to go, so they are relatively early in the second half, and Penn has a 15-point lead in that one. You've got a real game going on. As Baker has come from behind and gotten close with 8.5 minutes to play. Mid-America leads Baker 59-56 in Olathe. You've got Graceland at Grandview, and they're up 58-53. Peru State about midway through the second half. No trouble at all with Park. Here's a follow-away baseline shot for the Ravens, missing. And in the final game of the conference, it is Missouri Baptist leading William Woods by two with 15 minutes to go. So that one got a long way to go. Valley will go in, go up, missed shot, and we'll have a Benedictine foul on Drew Purdy. Couple of free throws coming here. to go. 49-35 Ravens. Free throw? Yeah. And Devin Davenport will have his 12th point of the game and continues to lead his team in scoring. We're going to get Ravens taking Jack Van der Woody out of the game. They're going to take Declan Sullivan out. Bryson LaRue's going to come back in, and also coming in is going to be Jared Lee. Take a free throw. Got them both. 49-37. Ravens by a dozen. 12:49 to play. So Valley, not making any like big quick inroads, but they're not losing any ground. They're kind of clipping away just slowly and easily. And now we got an official timeout as again, all the clocks in the building have gone off. So maybe we need to get a hold of the Boone County Powered Light Company. Make sure that they caught that tab. So, we'll check on that. How about this, though? I mean, Missouri Valley. Thank goodness I keep track because there's nothing on. 49-37. So, Valley with 37 points, okay? And we're down around 12 minutes to play. Last week, on Saturday, Valley scores 95 points in their game. So that's kind of crazy. Other things, how about this Raven moments in history? Well, we're just thinking about some things. Remember Danny Schmidt? Oh, man. I haven't talked to Danny in a while. November 25th, today in 1986, Danny scored 24 points as Benedictine beat Baker, 97-86. Ravens went to 3-1. And for the girls in 03, Emily Smith was 16. And a Lady Raven win at Friends, 87-70. Mike Kochnev in November 25th of 1980. Mike scored 18 as the Ravens beat Pittsburgh State. Those are one of my very first years. Mike Kochnev was on the team. Played with Steve Sambody and now Dr. Tom Lakebrink and, yeah, that crew of guys. Here we go. It was also Dr. King on that team. 49-37. Art Tolbert was on there. Maybe John Wilson. I don't know if John was on that team yet or not. I don't know if Art was on there. 12 minutes to go in the ball game. Valley's back up with it. Ravens is still up a dozen. Kind of going back and forth and up and down and taking shots. But nobody's really done much. Now here's kind of spinning and a shot that misses and a rebound flapped around. And Big Kale is going to recover in the corner. Valley will bring it out on top. Swing it back over to the left. A couple of head fakes later. A drive into the lane. And a high arcing shot misses. And this rebound is going to be lost. It's going to go out of bounds. And we get a whistle. And there might have been some contact down there. They're going to call Purdy for the foul. They are. So Drew Purdy, in an effort at the loose basketball, picked up the foul. 11:40 to play. Those November 25th games, those would all had to be Thanksgiving week, right? Shot from underneath and the layup misses. Here's Jared Lee. Goes all the way down the court with the basketball, takes it to the baseline and very wisely keeps the dribble alive and dribbles back out toward the top. And Ravens maybe looking to be a little more patient, look for maybe a little more agreeable shot with 11:20 to go in the game, leading by 12. Bounce pass inside, reverse layup by Aiden Sullivan, who gets shoved by Cale Simpson. Basket does not go in, but Cale is going to collect his second foul to go with his 1 point. And for the Ravens, Aiden Sullivan will come to the line, and he will look for his first point tonight. Aiden Sullivan. Up and in. He's on the board. 6'8" junior from Lenexa, Kansas. Looks it, shoots it, perfect. Big guys don't always shoot free throws that well, but those things are beautiful. 51-37 at 11:16 to go in the game. The ball nearly stolen away from Kale, but he was able to long arm and reach out and knock it over to one of his teammates. Valley with the basketball as the shot clock goes inside 10 and the game clock goes inside 11. Coach Moody's on his feet directing the defense. Shot clock's at 7. Cutting into the lane. The shot clock's at 4. Shot goes up and misses. Rebound's going to be tipped out. Here comes Bryson. Here's the drive. The shot. The score on the transition. Ravens coast to coast for the layup. 53-37. 10:38 to go. On the other end, the shot is up, but they will say, reaching across for the defense, we will get a BC foul, and it's going to be on Aiden Sullivan. So now he's got 2 points and two fouls. And at the line for Valley, the guy who's really paced him, he's the guy who's only guy who's really having a pretty good game tonight, Devin Davenport. His free throw, and it doesn't even go in. Let's just see how Devin's doing. Is he doing as well as I feel like he's doing? He's 5 of 15, 0 for 2 from 3. And now he is 4 out of 5 at the free throw line with one rebound and one assist. So it's 14 points, but it's not like a crazy line. He has put up plenty of shots, 15 shots and hit 5, so a third. Not a landmark kind of a number. Ravens are going to go over to the right side. Larry loses it, has to run back out near midcourt, track it back down. Cross court, it goes to Bryson. He will pull up for the baseline, rattle it home. Bryson LaRue for two. 55-38, and we are at 10:03. And, Mark, we are three-quarters through right there. Ravens back to a 17-point lead. They've led by as many as 19. Little hook shot underneath. Nicely done. It's a little up and in for Darren Thompson. 55-40. Ravens, top side. It goes to Larry. Parker doesn't take the shot. They'll go right side to Aiden. He'll back in. Now behind his back pass, he throws it into Parker, loses a handle. It's going to be saved underneath by Jared. Lee has it blocked out of his hands, and now he's going to come up with the basketball. Not a real projective trip down the court for the Ravens, with losing a handle on that thing a couple of times. 9:20 left in the game. Benedictin by 15. I'm not sure where that lane, that line of demarcation arrives when you say a team is not in it or hasn't been in it, but I would just say that you just feel like through this game, oh, a beautiful three for Bryson LaRue. My point being, I don't know how far ahead you have to be or have to have been or have to maintain, but just get the feeling the Valley's really not been in this game. It's still with 8:40 to go. They've got a puncher's chance to come back in it. They'll go up top side, pull up, go three. That won't do it. Shot misses, and Bryson takes one on the chin. An inadvertent contact by one of the Valley players. Bryson gets up. He's okay, and we will have a foul called on Darren Thompson as we come to a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. We're at exactly 8:30 to go in this men's college basketball game. It's all Ravens here. Benedictine 58, Missouri Valley 40.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
In the ball game, Ravens in front 58-40. This does not equal their largest lead of the game. They had led by 19 in the last minute or so of the opening half when it was 41-22. But the Raven defense has done a stellar job of keeping Missouri Valley off balance and off the scoreboard. Preston brings it in. Declan brings it up. Here we go. We've also got, I'm looking around there. Oh, we've got Harrison Kissling out there. And he's out there with four Ravens starters. Preston Reynolds passes up the long shot, kicks it over to Declan in the corner, who backs into the lane. Out on top, Ben Say, head fake, sidesteps the defender, throws it over to the wing. He was looking for Declan over here, but Declan had thought that shot was going up. I thought that shot might have been going up too, and it's going to go out of bounds. Ravens are going to turn it over. Inside 8 minutes now. And again, Valley seems to have no sense of urgency. They're very patiently running their offense, working the ball. Now here comes a three, very wide to the left side, and we're going to get a foul on the floor. Oh, my. It's going to be on Bensay. I thought that the Valley player, I thought that Keanu Patrick had reached across him, but apparently no. Here's a pass in the lane. 50-foot shot. Goes away. Can't get it away. It even took it away too quickly. Shot clock at 5, 4, 3. Now, stepping in, leaning in, crossing over, laying it up, and good. And again, lots and lots of steps being allowed here tonight. That layup up and good across the way, and that belongs to, I don't know who that belongs to, wearing number 21 for Missouri Valley. We don't have a 21. There's not a 21 in the scorebook. I don't know if somebody had a jersey issue or what. Here's a feed, and the layup missed by Preston. He had a good look at that rim and hit it too hard off the backboard. Ravens failed to score. Still in front, 58-42. Now it's 6:50 to go. And an offensive foul. This is the one that I kept thinking that I was seeing earlier. Remember a moment ago when I was surprised that a foul had been called on Bense? I thought the foul might have been on Keanu Patrick. Well, that time it is on Keanu Patrick. And now the officials stop play, and they're resetting, I guess, the shot and game clock to let them keep rolling. I don't think they started right away, so now they're going to let them run down a little bit, and not sure anybody here on either side is going to be too distressed with whatever happens with them. 16-point game with 6:28 to go. And as the Ravens, with a nice move into the middle, we're going to get an offensive foul again against Benedictine. Coach Moody's asking for an explanation. Not going to call a foul. They're going to say the guy who touched the ball had been out of bounds and apparently had not gotten back in bounds to his satisfaction. So, there you have it. 6:20 to go in the game. Valley has it over to the right side. Back it away. Here's a new guy in the game. His shot fails. Rebound, Kissling. Here comes Harrison. Pumps it over to the right side. Seglin goes in, kicks it back. Vanderbooty goes three, missed it. Rebound, Valley. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Shalva. And the lob for the big guy underneath. He will lift and turn and can't hit the shot, but is fouled by Bense. So Bense Duca will have another personal foul. What do we got in for? Three maybe now? That's what I've got. And Valley coming to the free throw line, where Keanu Patrick has not had a free throw tonight. And that one does not go in. Team fouls are even at six apiece with 5:51 to go. This game has not done anything to get the crowd powered up or wound up or enthused at all. Second free throw there. You'll get that one. So now we're at 58-43. Raven late, trimmed to 15. 5:47 to go. Ravens have scored 3 points in the last, like, almost 5 minutes now. And they still lead by 15. That tells you kind of what's going on. Here's Bense for three. Nah. Rebound pulled down by Valley. I'm sure it's very hard to maintain your focus on a game that has been, yeah, so entirely one-sided. Valley has never been a part of this thing. And since their Ravens got up in front, what, 10 to nothing, 12 to 2, right out of the gate. Shot clock at 4, a little falling away shot. Ugly misses, rebound Preston, Ravens run. Declan left side, Jack, surprised he didn't take that shot, that's kind of his. Comes out on top to Kissling. Harrison, back door, Jack gets it, and he gets fouled. Give Kissling an assist on that. Vanderwoody going to be coming to the free throw line when we get back. But right now, we got a timeout. 4:54 to play in the guys' game. Ravens, 60, Vikings 43.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913
867-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking up here at the scoreboard. You got the big four-sided scoreboard. Culver Stockton's got one. Silverstone's having. Well, looking at that scoreboard, it says 58-43, but that is absolutely incorrect because Jack hit that bucket a moment ago. And he's going to be coming to the free throw line when we get out of this timeout. It should be 60-43. There it comes. All right. They've been a little slow sometimes about getting the points up. One more reason, kids, that you need to, when you go to the games, baseball game, basketball, whatever, take your scorebook, okay, keep score. I bring two number two pencils. And that way you'll know exactly what's going on. Don't have to necessarily depend on the technology. Certainly the scoreboards have all gone off here three times so far tonight. So, yeah, you never know. Here we go. At the free throw line for the three-point play that does not convert. So, Vander Rudy unable to knock down the free throw. Ravens do lead it, though, 60-43. 4:44 on the scoreboard clock left in the game. Valley, right side. Ravens do a great job. They cut him off. Did not allow access to the rim. Stopped him around 13 feet away. Superb defense. Valley back out on top. Antoine Farrell. Antoine plays off the screen with 7 on the shot clock. Morgan against Aiden. Has to shoot over Aiden. Can't hit the bucket because he had to shoot over Aiden. That was great defense by Sullivan. Valley with the back out on top. Now Aiden's on him. Kevin Davenport. He's our leading scorer. Got 14 points. And he will lose the handle on the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. I'll say the Ravens deflect it, though. So it'll come back into Valley at their offensive end. 8 seconds left. Coach Boone has rotated big guys in and out all night, going back and forth between Keanu Patrick and Cale Simpson. Simpson's back in. Here's a baseline shot. That's an air ball, but are we getting a foul called over there on the corner? We are. And a foul is going to be called on Benedictin Bryson LaRue. It'll be his second foul. He's got 11 points tonight. And coming to the line for Valley, Devin Davenport. Devin's been really good tonight. Free throw. It's up and in. Davenport, 14, now 15 points. 5 of 6, now 6 of 7. At the free throw line. You're going to get one more. And he'll hit all three. 60-46. There we go. 4:05 left. Here comes the Benedictin offense. Ravens would like to, I would think, close this game out with a little bit of a flurry. Feeling good, doing some good things. Just kind of put the big old exclamation point on this. Nice pass inside, and Preston goes up. He gets shoved from behind, and the foul is going to be on Devin Davenport. It's going to only be his second foul of the game. Davenport leading Missouri Valley in scoring right now with those 17 points, and, by the way, he's the only Valley player in double-figure scoring. Preston Riddle's free throw. Nice. For Benedictin, two guys in double-figure scoring with Declan Sullivan's 19 and Bryson LaRue adding 11. Jack Vanderwood, he has 9. Preston, that free throw made 7, and this free throw makes 8 for Preston Reynolds. 62-46, BC. 3:40 to go. And again, with no sense of urgency, Valley comes down the floor with the basketball. They'll feed inside. The ball somewhat deflected. The Ravens are going to pick it up. Preston Reynolds brings it across the timeline, lays it back behind him to Declan Sullivan. Preston starts in, kicks it left. Bryson passes up the shot, brings it back out on top where the Ravens are going to run another 10, 12, 15 seconds off. For Benedictine, this has been a good game for lots of reasons. Certainly winning is always the litmus test. There's a driving baseline shot up and good for Bryson. The Rue 13. 65-46. Oh, 64? They're only going to say that was a 2. Okay. Looks like a 3, but apparently it's a 2. And a Benedictine foul up the floor. It's going to result in a 1-and-1. Is that his team foul 7 for the Ravens? Inside 3 minutes of play. 2 minutes and 53 to go. 64-46. Neven. Shot. Got it. One more free throw coming up here. Antoine Farrell gets them both. 64-48. 2:52 to play. All right. We've enjoyed a lot of basketball. Ravens are going to win a couple of games here tonight. Fantastic stuff. Now, let's kind of get ourselves up to speed with what's going on here on Kier Radio and in the area sports-wise. You've got no high school. Oh, what a beautiful crossover reverse layup. I hate Sullivan. That was pretty. So high school basketball, they're practicing, about ready to get underway. High school football state championship games are going to be this Friday and Saturday. And so you'll have those to follow. Here's a three from the top for Valley. It's going to be up and good by Davenport, and we're going to get a timeout, but we're going to hang on to it here, Joseph, because I think we've done pretty good. It is 64-51. There are 2:09 to go, so there's those statistics. All right, high school football state championships are Friday and Saturday. If you want your basketball, the basketball courtside guide, I had to think of the proper name, courtside guys, for all the teams going on. Kier Radio sports team has been very busy putting those together, getting you previews of all the high school and teams around the Kier listening area. Man, they're covering them all. I think he said like 70-something maybe schools. Well, those courtside guys are hitting the streets like now. They're delivering them now. So you'll be listening. You'll get a list of all of the places where you can pick one up, and the price is right. They are absolutely in no charge, courtesy of the great sponsors and businesses that cooperate on that venture. So thanks to them. Go get your courtside guide. And then Saturday, all right, here we go. Now it's getting to really big news. The Benedictine Football Ravens in the NAIA Football Championship Series. You're going to hear it live on Kier Radio. You hear them all live on Kier Radio. I've heard them all live since 1952, by the way. Here's the deal. Ravens are going to be at home, Campbellsville. Coming to town, it's going to be a 12 o'clock kickoff at Wilcox Stadium for second round of the NAIA Football Championship Series. So, Benedictine at home, you're going to want to come up, see him. You're going to want to tune it in. As a matter of fact, you can do them both at the same time because there's no lag. It's not like, you know, when you have to try to synchronize the things up. Don't have that. 3-point shot for the Ravens won't go, but BC took the clock down to a minute 35. So, yeah, take the radio with you. Listen to the game. Oh, here's a shot from the top. It's a 3 and a plus 1. So, Valley, it's going to be a possible 4-point trip up the floor. All right. Foul's going to be on Jack Vanderbilt. He intends at a 3-point play here for Devin Davenport, who's now at 23-24. He didn't miss any free throws, that guy. 66-55, Benedictine. That was a big 4-point trip. 1-2-3. Minute 23 to go. So, yeah, pregame at 11:30 a.m. kickoff. Raven football at noon on Saturday here on 93.7 FM. Of course, you can get it on the stream online. You can get it at the Kier Radio, the MSC Radio app. You just click Kier Radio, and it's instantly there, and that's all free. It's all free. So enjoy the games. Come up to the game. Support this team. That was a shot. he was bouncing on the rim yet as the shot clock buzzer goes off. And so count it for BC, 68-55, and we have 59 seconds remaining. Best of luck to Coach Osborne and the Raven football team. We'll be there. Looking forward to it, Gus and I are. Should be some fun. The ball comes in, and here come the Vikings. Valley backing in. Devin Davenport. They're going to call a foul on Deglin. Coach Moody's out of the floor, walking away, shaking his head, saying, I can't. I don't know where these fouls have suddenly come from here in the waning moments of the game, but Davenport, 8 of 9 at the free throw line, now 9 of 10 at the free throw line. This guy's good. He's helping keep his team, you know, within some kind of a respectable number, because without his 25 now, and now 26 points, it would really be rough. 68-57. And we get a quick Valley foul. 48.1 to play. The fail, the foul is on Antoine. It's only his second. No Valley player has more than three. And coming to the line for Benedictine, it's going to be Bryson. LaRue has not had a free throw today, oddly enough. 13 points. His first free throw is way short, so the Ravens do not hit the front half at 1-1, and here comes Valley. 45, 44 to go. Valley, a quick running three. Nope. Rebound, Valley. The Ravens do not control the ball, just kind of tip it around. Cross court is going to go. Here's a three launch. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Sullivan takes it down. And Van der Woody gets fouled in the backcourt. BC will walk it up. That's going to be a foul on Davenport. It'll be his third. Yeah, Devin Davenport. You got to call that a pretty good game, right? 26 points. So that includes 10 of 11 at the free throw line. We're going to get a timeout. Yeah. Coach Moody going to take a timeout here. Let's do it, Joseph. Less than a half a minute to go in the ball game. Ravens coming to the free throw line. Timeout, Benedictine 68, Missouri Valley 57.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Seconds to go in the ballgame. Looking at the Raven numbers a little bit. Benedict has hit two of the three big markers that you set up as goals. We talk about them all the time. They've hit half of their field goals, 27 to 55, 49.1%. So they've hit a half. From the outside, you'd like to get, you know, a third or better. They're 32%, 8 of 25. And at the free throw line, they've really not been very good. 6 of 12, hitting only half of their free throws. And you combine that with, like a moment ago, that front half of 1-1 that did not go in. So it makes it even more of a deal. Valley, on the other hand, 14 of 17 hit the line. 83%. That's pretty good. Here's Van der Woody. Free throw. Yeah. It was the 1-1. That was team foul 9 for Valley. One more free throw. Nope. Wow. 69-57. Valley down the court. A wild shot taken. Air ball missed. Rebound. BC. They have to get it across midcourt. Coach Moody has his team on its feet. Deglin Phillips is going to wind it down. And the final score tonight, Benedictine, 69, Missouri Valley, 57. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
That was that familiar tune. We welcome you back to the Grover C. Redford Gymnasium here on the Missouri Valley College campus in Marshall, Missouri, where tonight the Ravens complete the sweep. The Benedictine men winning it here in Game 2, 69-57. And say what, it was a good night. Ravens played well. And we'll get Coach Moody up here in a minute. We'll get his thoughts and impressions of the game. But cannot think that he's not going to believe that they played pretty well also. Let's look first of all with some of the individual scoring. For Missouri Valley, got to give it to Devin Davenport. I mean, he was lighting it up tonight. Not a bit afraid to let go of the basketball and put it up. And he scores 26 in a losing cause. The only Viking player to get the double-figure scoring. Mario Moss had 9. It falls into Darren Thompson and Keanu Patrick, 7 apiece. Antoine Farrell had 5. Ryan Lewis had 2. And Big Cale Simpson ends the game with 1 point on 1-2 at the free throw line. For Benedictine, 3 guys in double-figure scoring. Jaglyn Sullivan, man, 19 points. Deglin did not score late in the game. He had those 19 points way back, and he was 8 of 9 shooting the ball and ends the game 8 of 9 shooting, 2 of 2 from 3-point range, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 8 rebounds for Deglin today. Just a huge and very complete game. Bryson LaRue, double figures with 13. He had Jack Vanderwoody, double figures with 10, and Preston Reynolds right on the verge. 3 of 4 shooting, 1 of 1 from 3, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 6 boards, 9 points tonight for Preston Reynolds. On down the line for Benedictine, you had Drew Purdy knocking down a half a dozen points tonight. 4 this evening for Aiden Sullivan and for Leonard Parker. Vince Duca had 3. Harrison Kissling rounds out the Ravens scoring with his 2 points tonight. Again, stick around here. We're going to have Coach Moody. He'll be popping up here in a little bit. It takes a little bit because you can put a lot of hay in a barn this size, okay? This is a big building. So it's going to take him a minute to go from the locker rooms, which are downstairs on the court level and behind the bleachers and down the hallway across the way from us. And we are on the, what I call the mezzanine level on the east side of the building. So it's you have to walk out and then walk up and then walk around. And so he might be winded by the time he gets here. Let's look at the numbers. Missouri Valley, except for the free throw numbers, did not do probably what I think that, Coach Boone wanted him to do. Hit 19 of 55, 34% from the floor, 27% from outside on 5 of 18. But at the free throw line, absolutely spectacular. 14 of 17 as a team at the free throw line. For Benedictine, again, they were hitting most of the numbers that you want, 2 out of 3 anyway. Hit half of their shots from the floor, 27 of 55. Hit about a third of their three-point shots, 8 of 25. And at the free throw line, we're a little bit short. Here comes Coach. A little bit short of what you'd like, 7 of 14, hitting half. Usually like to, you hang that 75% marker out there. They forced Valley into 9 turnovers. Benedictine did. And Ravens turned those 9 turnovers into 9 points. BC out-rebounded Valley by what ultimately was a relatively small margin, 36-34. BC 26 defensive rebounds. And he's going to talk about this. I know. I can read his mind. 19 assists for the Ravens tonight. So, that's a pretty good number. And what most coaches are going to feel like, I think, is a pretty important category. And he's got some young fella come racing up here. That's a long – are you winded? Because I'm thinking about just watching you having to come across there. I'm already tired.
I still work out.
It's a long way.
All right.
It's a long way to go. Congratulations. Hey.
Thank you.
Anytime you jump out, 10, 12 to nothing right out to get, that's a pretty good start, huh?
It was a great start to the game, yeah. I mean, this is it felt like just such a weird atmosphere. I mean, Tuesday, no students, Thanksgiving break coming up for, a little time off or whatever, but the energy in this building was almost non-existent. But I thought our guys did a really good job of bringing energy, especially to start the game. That's a really well-coached team. I mean, they're brand new, right? Every single player on that roster is new. The head coach is new. He is a defensive guru. And so we knew that the half-court defense on this team that we were going to play was going to be very good. So ours had to be at a really high level to keep the efficiency in our favor. So I thought our guys did a really good job of executing. We got out in transition, did some good stuff there. We're happy with 2 back-to-back road wins in the league.
Yeah, well, you talk about defense. Let's not undersell the Raven defense. This team scored 95 Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay? And tonight they score 57. Now, come on.
Yeah, I agree. I thought we defended the three-point line well. I mean, those three, they got 4 guys that can really go off the dribble, 22, 11, 14, and 10. And I guess he changed his jersey at halftime to 21. But, I mean,
they never figured out who 21
was. Yeah, that was 10. He got blood on his jersey. But, I mean, those 4 guys can really go. I mean, you saw 22 there the last 3 minutes of the game, pretty much take over. So our game plan was against them. I agree. I thought our half-court defense was great. We were efficient offensively, too, which helps, especially in the first half. Second half, I mean, I don't think people understand, I won't give people lack of credit, but you play at Culver Stockton. We leave at 7:45 in the morning, get home at 11 o'clock at night. And then you have 2 days, 1 day of rest and 1 day of prep, and you get back on a bus and drive down here to play Missouri Valley. And they played Saturday, too. It's hard. I mean, that's just hard, So I thought the legs were both tired in the second half for both sides. Thought our guys showed a little bit more pop. 19 assists, we'll take it. We're moving the ball.
Nobody can sympathize with the travel and the number of games more than me.
I'm speaking to the choir. You're so right, man.
It gets a little long. By the time we get to February, it gets,
it gets long.
Wears and tears.
Yeah, it does.
You got Deadwin out there. He only goes 8 for 9 today. I mean, we got to work on that shooting.
Yeah. He's efficient.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, I thought that, Brian and Jack, their numbers aren't quite as efficient, but I thought we got a little a little tired legs, but, we had some good contributions from the guys that came off the bench. I mean, the importance of this game, Tom, the other thing that's changed quite a bit is this imbalanced schedule. We don't play Valley again. We don't play Valley again.
See, and I was talking to Coach Foles, exactly the same thing. It's like crazy. Here is before Thanksgiving, they're done.
This is important. I mean, these 8 single games that you only get to play the opponent, one time are really important. And right now we're 2-0, and both of them on the road. So, we're still a work in progress. We're still getting better, but, you know, this gets us into the Thanksgiving holiday a little bit and back at it Friday, Saturday.
Okay, I want to talk about one other guy.
Yeah,
we could talk about all these guys all day long because it was a great outing. But a guy you told me right out of the gate, you're going to like him. He's going to be really good. He's going to be a great contributor. And I hadn't seen a lot of him until, like, really lately, and that's Aiden. I mean,
yeah.
He's bigger than you think.
And solid.
He's solid. Yeah. I mean, and he moves really well. I mean,
yeah.
I'm really impressed with him. And the more he's getting PT, the better am I getting.
Yeah, no, Aiden's going to really help this team as we move forward. As he keeps getting healthier and healthier, we get him more minutes. The kid has a great basketball IQ. He's a solid 230-pound rock wall that can switch on the guards and actually defend a quicker guy below him. So he's a huge asset. He's getting better. You know, as the season goes on, we'll get some stuff to get him touches down low because that's where he's really effective. Great screener, great rebounder, and just energy. I mean, you can sense it when he's out there playing. He talks. He's like I said, his IQ is at a high level. He's going to help us. I mean, that depth. You know, I mean, I almost feel bad because there's some guys that were playing earlier, you know, that you didn't get in the game today. But, you know, you got to let guys find rhythm. I think we got 10 or 11 in today, and I thought the depth is going to be crucial for this team.
Well, and that was my one other point. Coach, you got to work. You got 200 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you somehow you got to carve that pie up just like that. You're going to do that big bird, you know, here in a couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. I am actually going to carve the turkey for the team. So
all right.
We'll see how that works out. But, I mean, it's a puzzle. I think we're starting to get our rotation a little bit better. I feel really more comfortable about it with Deglin and Jared at that one spot. And then you got Harry and Larry that come off the bench and Drew coming off the bench, Aiden coming off the bench. And I think Gabe Sidzik is still in that mix too. He didn't get in tonight, but you know, we play smaller. These guys are big. When they go big, they're, you know, 6'7", 6'8", 6'8", at that power forward and center position. When teams are playing small, we're gonna need Gabe a lot more at that 4 or 5 spot. So
but you had the two bigs out there for a while.
Yeah.
At one point. You know what I'm looking at
Drew
there,
and
like,
Aiden,
yeah.
Drew and Ben say, yeah. You know, Drew's getting better. He got driven a little bit tonight, but you know, he's working on, you know, staying down on those switches, and he's done a really good job. He blocks shots. You know, that's one thing he will do. If he does get driven, he can make up for it pretty quick and go get it in the air.
Fans looking for something to do. You do have games coming up, like, right away. The girls get a week off, but you, it's a day.
Yeah, we're going to take tomorrow off and then have a light practice on Thursday afternoon and then Thanksgiving dinner together. We get on a bus and go to Columbia. We play Hannibal LaGrange at 5 o'clock at Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri. And then we've got Columbia, who's really good, at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So, you know, hoping for a good trip down there and continue to play well. But no rest. Then we get some rest. Then we get 2 games in 14 days. We need it.
Now, I don't think he's head coach anymore. Is Bob Burchard still over there?
No. It's one of his assistants, Thomas Brock. Yeah, very good coach. And Bob left that program in a really good spot, and they're still really good. So it'll be a great challenge. I'm glad we scheduled it. You know, Hannibal will give us problems on Friday, but, you know, Saturday's a big game, so we won't overlook it. But, it's going to be fun. I'm excited to keep playing. I mean, this group's playing well, right? So, like, less practice, more games.
Makes it fun for everybody.
Makes it fun.
Coach, congratulations. Great win. Travel home safely, and have a great holiday, man.
You too, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right.
Ryan Booty, head coach of the Benedictine Guys. It was a good night for the Ravens tonight. BC sweeps Missouri Valley. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Ravens men and women both win here this evening, and until we reach you next time. For Joseph back at Akira Studio, Joseph, fantastic job, man. Appreciate everything you did getting us going here tonight. Thank you so much. From Archer, Missouri, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.